Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know what? More people would rather get a speeding ticket, be sick, have a hangover, do chores and taxes than do this.
Wow.
And what's so funny, you've probably already done it today. Apparently, a lot of people just hate having long talks or any kind of conversation with their boss.
Okay.
It's traumatic for them, and they'd rather have all these other things happen. They surveyed the thousands of employees, and they dreaded that most.
Yeah.
They had a whole list of awful things that could happen to you. But talking or having a conversation with the boss was the number one thing. It beat out speeding tickets.
Jeez.
Going back to work after vacation, being sick, paying taxes, bad hangover, chores, and getting a credit card bill.
What about root canal?
No.
You know what throws me there is the speeding ticket. I would much rather end up talking with a boss than getting a speeding ticket.
Sick to your stomach or whatever he said, you'd rather be sick
than
drop in and talk to your boss?
Yep. I've seen our boss walking in once when I was about to leave, and you should have seen me. I dove behind bookshelves and slid into the bathroom, under the stall.
You should drop in more and just say hello and be nice and friendly, and you'll find out that bosses
Which
are people,
part of
too.
This did you not understand? People don't want to do that.
No.
Heidi does. Heidi will do that.
I will drop by.
The boss says stop.
Yeah, there's a survey out. It says bosses wish Heidi wouldn't stop in.
But, I mean, these other things, like with a quick conversation with the boss, it's done and over with. Like,
well, that's not what this is talking about. It said a long conversation.
Yeah. A difficult conversation.
Like, am I fired? Do I still work here?
Or we're cutting back in your department, and now you're going to have to do the work of 17 people with 3 people now.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Okay.
And then a month later, they're like calling you in going, why aren't you keeping up like you used to?
Okay. Paying taxes, though?
I mean, you got to pay them, so I guess it doesn't really matter what day it is.
Bad hangover? It's been a while.
I'm used to it.
And I'm used to the conversation with the bosses. And get this, a survey found that 45% of people think they could do a better job than their boss.
Well, sure.
Men are far more likely to say that than the women are.
I believe that there's a reason for that. I think you look at all the stuff they're doing, and maybe you don't see everything they do. So you just see the part where they interact with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, well, I could do that part better. And you probably could, but that's where the boss has to do all those different interactions with all these different kinds of people, and they settle for mediocre on each one of them, and that's good enough, because if they were good at all of them, then you can't be good at all those things.
Okay.
Really?
So they have to settle for being good enough.
Yeah. We're just trying to help out all the bosses today.
I'm complimenting them.
Yeah. We're not talking about ours, are we?
Well, I was complimenting them.
Well, 55% of people have considered leaving their job because of their boss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So bosses are important.
You know what?
You get a good one.
We've been here a while. Uh-huh. We've been through some bosses, and we've had some bad ones in the past.
Yes, we have.
But I always took it as a challenge to outlast them.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than to quit because of them, I wanted to still be here whenever they were packing their crap and leaving.
So when they're voting somebody off the island, you know, you're hoping it wasn't you.
I'm cheering when it's them.
Yeah.
I mean, we had it one year where the guy didn't even know it was coming, and they came into town, and they were all like, oh, look, okay, management's in town, and all of a sudden we're in this meeting. They're like, we're letting your boss go. And we're like, yeah!
What is so scary for anybody and wherever you work is when the big bosses come to town.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I remember when I worked at Hardee's, we'd have the head honchos coming in, and I'd be, you know, you'd have to clean everything up perfectly, and you know, it's not how it really is.
Right.
And I think bosses should know that, too. Like, when you're coming to town and you're with some of the big bosses, it doesn't run that well.
Only when you're there.
Only when you're there, yes.
And that is funny because they probably fly all over the country, and they think their restaurants all look this certain way.
Yeah.
And the truth is, they're nothing like that in the real world.
Yeah, they need to surprise them on a Friday afternoon about 7.
And that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Secret shopper.
Surprise! guys.
Yeah. Okay. I would say that's like our show. When you hear us really good one day, it's because our boss is coming into town from up corporate.
Yeah, he's listening.
But we honestly don't get any better.
So, so today you can probably tell, right?
That no one's in town.
Yeah, exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.